Blog Talk Radio.
Another fine show brought to you by the Law of Attraction Radio Network. The Law of Attraction Talk Radio is the radio show that is changing the world through science and spirituality as we realize that our well-being and our happiness is through our own thoughts. The Law of Attraction Talk Radio with Jules. Welcome to the Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm Jules from beautiful Southern California. I'm delighted to talk to all the listeners today at WARL 1320 AM Talk Radio, Universal 7 Radio, the listeners in the virtual world of CyrusWorld.com, along with all the longtime listeners of Law of Attraction Talk Radio. You know, I have mentioned previously that this economic downturn is actually a huge blessing in disguise. If people could just get out of the fear, then opportunities could start flowing to them. And I've got to tell you that we humans are incredibly creative, especially in times of change. Make no doubt, opportunities are here right now, especially through this incredible tool called the internet. Tonight we have an eye-opening opportunity to save you money, to have exciting fun for you, your families, and your friends, and even to make a mind-blowing income right from your home. This new era that is right before us now is tearing down the way we used to do business, and it lets us see the future that empowers the individual to be the CEO of their life. Freedom abounds, and all you have to do is listen to tonight's show to grab hold and be a part of this future wave. Last October, we had Mr. Tom Ashlock, a software marketing engineer, with us as he shared some valuable insights about the future. Now Tom returns to tell us how we can use the Law of Attraction to make us part of a brand new concept called reverse auctions. This is exciting stuff, so you'll want to stay tuned. Unplug your mind from the daily news and plug your mind into creating a new life through the Law of Attraction Radio Network, the internet radio network that is changing the world. For mind-blowing aha moments, join us 24/7 as you listen to incredible, life-changing shows. Take Law of Attraction Radio Network to work, as you exercise, as you even shop via your iPod or MP3 player, or simply listen through your computer. Join us to create a new magical way of living all through the Law of Attraction. Tune in at lawofattracttalkradio.com. That's lawofattracttalkradio.com. See you there. Now that we're back, I'm very happy to introduce Tom Ashlock, a former medical doctor and now an industrial engineer who develops software marketing systems globally. Tom's agreed to come back to share with us how we can start empowering ourselves through the internet. I just love this idea of reverse auctions, so hold on to your seat because this is going to get you very, very excited. Hi, Tom. Welcome back to the Law of Attraction Talk Radio.
Thank you very much. It's really an honor and a pleasure to be with you and to be attracted back.
Well, we've got a mutual attraction going on here because I want to hear more of these opportunities. So I'm glad you're back with us. Why don't you remind us, Tom, of your background?
Well, my background is pretty varied, and I've been attracted a lot of different directions, Jewel, in my life. And, you know, it started out being educated around the world and growing up around the world, and then ending up in this country and having completed medical school and internship and a brief stint in medicine, and then on to business and through various businesses until I finally found a home in being a software developer. So it's been a long trip, long winding road, I think is a good example of it. But it's certainly been full of experience, full of learning, and full of things that go really well and things that don't go so well. It's kind of like all of us have those, that kind of a story. And, you know, it's what's fascinating to me is what happens when your mind is fascinated by a lot of stuff, how many different directions you can be attracted, but then when you look back, you see where it can bring you. It's amazing, actually, where we end up and what we get exposed to in the process, as long as we keep that mindset. So I guess my background is having had a mindset of a lot of interest in a lot of areas, but I've always been attracted to what's coming and what's going to be the next shift, both that technology allows, but mostly where people and cultures and people's ability to see how to utilize technology, where that's going, and how things can become very different how we do things.
You know, it's not surprising that a medical doctor would be attracted to being a software engineer, because you have to decipher and diagnose and put the pieces of the puzzle together to create software. It just kind of fits hand in hand with it.
It's amazing to me that software, which is just nothing but lines of code, can act like such a complex organism, especially when you want it to do something and it gets its mind of its own. It's very fascinating to see, you know, put something together, make it do something simple, and see all the things that it does that you want it to do, and all the things it does you don't want it to do.
Sounds like the complexity of DNA.
Well, I'll tell you, I think I've decided working with programmers is really DNA deciphering. They're a very interesting, very creative, ingenious bunch.
I can believe that. So let me ask you, don't you think that this is just an incredible time for opportunities through the Internet?
It really is. You know, it's really interesting. I was listening on the news, and they were talking about how in Houston, Texas, employment is growing. And here the rest of the country's falling apart. And that happens within segments in the marketplace, is you can have certain segments really growing while other segments are falling apart. In fact, you can have a whole industry falling apart and one piece of it growing like crazy at the same time. And this whole recession, challenge, whatever you want to call what we're in right now, is very fascinating to me, because within it, we have tremendous leaps and bounds occurring in certain segments of the industry. And one of the biggest ones is e-commerce. I don't know if you've been reading about e-commerce.
Oh, yes.
But e-commerce is just growing like crazy. So here we've got an amazing growth industry going on inside the a falling economy. Let me give you an example. It just came out in the news yesterday that web sales at Macy's grew 29% in 2008, while total sales for Macy's sunk 7.7%.
Interesting.
It's just Skechers, which is another site, Skechers USA. It's a footwear manufacturer. Skechers sales grew 13% in the last quarter, while the company's store sales fall 9%. You know, American Eagle example, you're talking about their website has grown and sales have grown 26%, while the total sales for American Eagle decreased 2%. And the whole region declined their their area product declined by 10%. So it's really amazing. The other thing you see is what I call stranded customers. You take a big chain like Circuit City.
Uh-huh.
Circuit City literally had millions of customers. The problem is they didn't have enough millions of customers to keep their big boxes going. But when they closed down and they closed all those stores, all those big boxes, they stranded millions of customers. Well, those millions of customers, where are they going? They're still buying things. You know, I mean, sales are way down, but it's still a tremendous amount of stuff being bought. Where is that going? Well, it's not being generated by new big boxes opening, like a Circuit City. Where it's all going is online. So what we have is we have a wild and crazy growth period occurring online while everyone else is just going like crazy. So you have Joann's Stores is up 3.4%, while their total store sales have declined, but the 3.4% is online.
So what you're saying then is that all signs are pointing to the growth of the Internet.
Well, yeah. I mean, here you have everything shrinking, and you have this one, and albeit small segment, growing like crazy. And you know, it's what's so exciting about it is it's born out of things not going good is the seed for the exceptional opportunity. See, if everything was going good outside of the Internet, then how big of an opportunity would being involved inside the e-commerce window be? It wouldn't be near as good, and it would be the outside would be very competitive to it.
Okay.
So, you know, talking about attraction and laws of attraction, what people need to understand is laws of attraction very seldom follow the masses.
Explain what you mean a little
well,
bit.
Well, why wouldn't all the population be attracted? Why is it just it takes people kind of that are unique receptors or open to it to be attractive, and it's usually contrary to the direction everyone else is going?
Personally, I don't think people understand the power of their minds, and I don't believe people realize that they have choice.
And, you know, in the past, to do something, to set the stage to be an actor in a certain industry, the stage, the props, the equipment was so expensive. And what you see with the Internet is you see a huge drop in the barrier to entry where someone can be at home and impact around the world without the travel budget. They can reach out and touch people in a way without the advertising and marketing budget that, you know, was needed before. But the difference is what it requires is not tangible asset, but or equipment, or it's, you know, expensive capital. What it really requires is a mental ability to be open to unique creativity, because what the web has done is it hasn't given people less competition. It's lowered the barriers to entry so that the competition has swelled tremendously. So if you're selling bicycles in your neighborhood, you used to compete with however many bicycle stores were in your neighborhood. Now you go to Google and do search on bicycles, there may be 50,000 stores that your neighbor can look at. And so it's actually more competitive in a lot of ways, but then what makes someone be something incredible? What makes someone go crazy? Well, it didn't take a lot of capital. It didn't take a lot of money. It didn't take a lot of infrastructure. All it took was being open to being unique and creative, and that's what goes crazy online, is something unique and crazy. So if I said to you, I said, Jules, you know about MySpace and you know about Facebook and you know about a bunch of these other social networking sites and everything. And if I'd said 8 months ago, do you think there's a lot of room for something new that could come up in the next 4 to 6 months and completely dominate and outpace MySpace and Facebook? What would you say to me?
I would say absolutely.
What would the average person say?
The thought probably wouldn't even occur to them.
I really think they'd go, are you kidding? No one's going to beat Facebook and MySpace.
Even though Twitter is all the rage now.
So who heard of Twitter 6 months ago?
No one did. It just came out of the blue.
Somebody got a creative, simple idea. And that's what the internet can do. So talk about law of attraction. I mean, there's a tremendous attractive force for that creative, simple idea.
So what I hear you saying is that we really don't need an MBA. We really don't need massive education. But what we do need is the creativity and the desire to be the entrepreneur, to take an idea and run with it in order nowadays to become the CEO of our own career.
That's right. It is expensive. I mean, the barriers to the entry, if you had to create the software, as an example, and create the infrastructure and the platform, it's extremely expensive. Software is unbelievably expensive. However, the creativity is grabbing something that's out there that needs the part that software can never play. That, you know, so you look at the pieces, okay, what's missing in the marketplace that all this power, all this software, you know, e-commerce growing like crazy, what is the thing that needs to be done? And it usually breaks down to two things online. Number one is you have to have a new, unique proposition. What I call it is it's the new thing. And then the second thing is the thing about online, it has to be fed. We have a concept called viral marketing, how we talk about computers catching viruses that are negative, but yet we talk about marketing growing like a virus. And that's the human element in what can happen online, because if you're really connected, then a message or a concept can spread. And online, it can do things. So if you can come up with the new thing, if you can harness enough people to get it to spread till it gets to the point, it hits a certain point where it's, you know, like Seth Godin's book talks about the tipping point, where all of a sudden it just explodes, and then we have a new phenomenon. And, of course, Twitter is a good example of it. The next one is what we talked about last time, which is this concept of reverse auctions.
Yes, this subject really piques my interest.
The concept of reverse auctions is exactly that. Can you imagine the concept of buying products online and competing with other people to buy that product, but not for the highest price, but for the cheapest price?
What a concept.
So think about it. People, the more people look at a product, and the more they check out whether or not that's something they want to buy, the cheaper the product gets. I mean, what a unique, new concept.
You know, the last time you were on, you were mentioning this concept and how it was just then launching in the U.S., and it had already proven to be a phenomenal success in Europe. So that, I think that was like last October it launched, wasn't it?
October. We talked, I think, just before that.
Right.
And it's really amazing how on target it is for the data that we had. The predictions of what it would do be based on, you know, foreign markets and what it's doing on the U.S., it's amazing how it's following that line, except we're about 10 or 20% better here in the U.S.
Really?
Yeah. And we're just following that line, you know. In order to make that kind of system work, you need
literally millions of people, but in order to get millions of people, you need it working. So they came up with the most novel, again, new concept on how to make that happen, using or incentivizing people to be part of the viral marketing in the initial stages, and then have that automatically phase into online, and then the online viral marketing starts to take off. And we know that we're within about 30 days of that when that starts to take off, and then eventually it gets to the point where we hit that tipping point, and then I really believe it'll become the next Twitter.
Wow, the next Twitter. Well, let me give everyone the address of where they can go to get the information. It's viralevolutiongroup.com. That's V-I-R-A-L, evolutiongroup.com.
But the concept is you've got to have something that's the seed to become the next brand, something that creative has to happen, some that new thing, that unique twist, you know, that made Twitter, that made MySpace, or Facebook, etc. And so the concept is of a reverse auction is pretty simple, actually. Instead of charging people for the act of shopping at the point of purchase, they just charge people for the act of shopping itself, and then let those revenues decrease the price of a product so that when someone purchases it, it's very, very inexpensive. So the shift of the burden is from people's paying to purchase versus paying to shop. Now let me explain that. A good example of that is a company called Costco. The prices at Costco can be pretty amazing. Right? And what does Costco do? Costco charges people, I think it's some type of cases it's as low as $45. There's different memberships. It can be as high as, you know, close to $100 a year. But people are paying for what purpose? They're paying for the purpose of shopping. Not purchasing, shopping. But when they go online, you can do some amazing things with that idea. So this is the next evolution above Costco. Because what you can do online is you can charge people not for an annual membership, but you can charge them a micropayment every time they find a product they're interested in and want to buy.
Uh-huh.
You can say, oh, well, just pay us a little fee at that point. And what we'll do is we will use part of that money to bring you the product at a really good price, and we'll use part of that money to drop the price of the product so that the more people look at a product, the cheaper the product gets. Now, if I sent you to a regular store and you go in there and you look up the price of a you look at the price of a product and you find a TV for $600 or whatever's on the shelf. Let's say a TV, and it's a $600 TV. You look at the price of the product and you make a purchase decision. Do I want to buy it? Now, you've gone there and you spent your time and some money and stuff, but you're really not counting the cost of shopping. You're just looking at it and deciding whether you want to buy. Well, Costco said, pay us so much a year and you can come here and look at it and the price will be better. Well, this carries it one more evolution farther, where you can go and you can look at all the TVs online, and then it'll say, now we'll charge you just a micro payment to look at the current price. But instead of it being the $600 at the regular store and the $500 at the Costco, when you click on that, it might be $400, it might be $300, it might be $100. And what's changing it is how many people are looking at it. Now, you think about what that does. The more people look at stuff, the cheaper it gets. The cheaper it gets, the more people look at it until someone just can't handle it and they buy it. So we see people buying, I watched someone buy a some crazy things, because you can buy something that represents other products. So I've seen someone buy a $1,000 Target gift certificate. So how many products in Target? I don't know, probably more than a million.
But yeah.
A person buy a $1,000 Target gift certificate for $332. Well, that's what? That's a 70, almost, right?
Mm-hmm.
A 70% discount on all the products sold in Target that a person bought online for $300. That's amazing. So it's amazing what can happen. But when you're buying that TV or you're looking at any one product, and the internet has seen the power of doing all this, of calculating it and dispersing all the looks and watching who's looking, etc. You're causing people to vote on what's popular just by the act of looking. So the more popular a product, the more there is of it, the more there is of it, the more popular it is. But unlike normal things where prices go up,
uh-huh.
In this case, prices drop.
And that's why they call it a reverse auction.
That's why you call it reverse. Can you imagine the excitement that creates? I mean, think about the excitement, you know, people are twittering or whatever they call the new adjective. But people talk about that and talk about that. Imagine what will happen when people hear about going online and being in a reverse auction and buying something incredible. I mean, I watched someone buy in Europe a 21,000 euro car for 300 euros.
Wow, a car. So literally you could buy anything with this reverse auction.
Well, the thing that the reverse auction does is it's so exciting, it's so unique, and it's so novel. It's the new thing. It draws a crowd online. Now, once you have a crowd online, that's the Holy Grail, because now you can then market that crowd to other merchants. See? And so you've got to find something that creates an explosion and then figure out how to market it to merchants. So Google came along and they offered free searches. That drew a crowd. Then they said, okay, how do we monetize this? And they started marketing that crowd to other merchants. eBay said, we'll do a software platform so you can sell used stuff, your garage sale stuff, to other people online. That drew a crowd of people selling their used stuff. Then they then market that to regular merchants. That's where almost all their money comes from, marketing it to other merchants. It doesn't come from anything to do with people selling their stuff online. And then you take a reverse auction, what we're doing with a reverse auction. What's so exciting about that is that'll really draw a crowd. You know, someone buys a new iPod Nano and they pay $10 or $20 for it. They'll talk about that. That's a new product because of a platform online that sells for less than the used product on the eBay platform. That'll draw a crowd.
Yeah, that will draw a crowd.
All right. So right now we're at the little point here for laws of attraction. Because for people who are really looking and understand and are open up to the laws of attraction, here is a burgeoning new concept, the next new thing, which is turning, and it's an evolution of turning upside down the concept of buying. Just like Costco did when they said, we're going to charge you to shop, not put all that price on the buyer. And we're going to break that into micropayments, and we're going to do that online. All of a sudden, because it's the internet, and because of the low barriers of entry, and because once software is made, it can be used by everyone, if you're open to the laws of attraction, all of a sudden, here's a brand new industry in tough times that's going crazy, that's growing like mad, and here's the next new thing, which is a reverse auction concept. And it's at the point now where what it needs is it needs a couple hundred thousand entrepreneurs who are, I think, people that are open to the law of attraction. If you're not open to the law of attraction, I don't think you can be an entrepreneur.
Right.
And so we need a couple hundred thousand people that are going to grab this thing and make it be the next Twitter. And it's just so exciting.
Now, for those of you who may be interested in being one of those entrepreneurs, go to viralevolutiongroup.com and find out more information and see if it fits you. Tom, maybe you could walk us through what happens when we go to the site. What do we do? How do we get started?
Well, first of all, you have to become a member. Now, being a member of Costco costs money. Remember, we only break the payments down. We're using software to break the payments down into micropayments at the point of looking at the product, not the point of walking through the door.
Right.
Okay? So it's very different, and you can do that with online, and you can do that with software. So this is incredible little fine-tuning versus just have a big box and at the door, you know, and you show your pass that you paid money. So to become a member is absolutely free. It doesn't cost anything.
Okay, so it's free to become a member, and?
Once you become a member, you can come into the store. But every time you search and look for a product, you pay a fractional payment, your shopping quotient, for looking at that product to see. You can look at all the products all you want. It's when you go, when you get to the point and say, I'm interested in this product. What is it going to cost me to buy this product? Right now, through this service. And at that point, you pay your fractional payment. And the way they do it is members can buy what's called credits. So you buy a credit. Those credits are 80 cents. So it's a fractional payment, less than a dollar. And you own credits. You can buy 10 credits. You can buy 4,000 credits, whatever you want to buy. Or you can buy them as you go. Doesn't matter. But you buy these credits. And then every time you look at a product and you say, oh, I'd like to see what I can buy that for, you spend a credit. So you walk up to that TV and you look at the TV and it's a $600 TV. That's the average price that TV sells for online is $600. And then you say, well, I wonder what I can buy it for being a member. And so you use your credit. It's 80 cents. And you see that you can buy it for $500, $450. Well, that was worth spending the 80 cents, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So it's worth being in that store, just like it's worth being in Costco and buying that annual cost. But because it's broken up fractionally, you're voting on products, you're voting on popularity of products, and you're competing with the marketplace, so it brings the marketplace to a true level like never before. And how many people spend a credit on that product? Well, every time someone spends a credit on that product, guess what? The product gets cheaper. So if someone else comes along and spends a credit to look at that product, it's less than what I saw it at. And if someone else comes along and looks at it, it's less than what I saw about it. Now, once people realize that it costs 80 cents to look at the price of a product, but it might drop $4 or $5 every time you spend that 80 cents. What do you think will happen? It gets crazy, right?
Yeah.
Because you'll look at it and go, oh, I can get it for $400. And you go, okay, I'm going to wait 5 minutes. You know, sure enough, 5 minutes later, you spend another credit. Now you've spent $1.60. And it dropped $30 more. You go, I really want to buy this, right? But then you say, I spent another credit. You spend another credit. What happens if it just dropped $5 and you spend 80 cents? Are you going to keep spending 80 cents? And then it becomes competitive. Like, whoa, I better buy this before a big guy comes along and takes them away from me. I mean, so what happens is it becomes entertaining, excitement, and fun, and that's the novelty. We're competing to buy this for less and less, right? In our online store that you're a member of, they have millions of products that are just regular purchases. Just go in and buy it. Don't spend a credit. Just buy it. And you buy it from all of the same sites you'd buy normally. Okay? But interspersed amongst all those products are these products you can click on and then actually compete against other buyers to buy it for less money. And so it's like a magnet. Talk about a law of attraction, right?
Right.
It attracts buyers like, wow, if you go to that store, you can buy a TV for $10 or a car for $300 or an Apple iPod for $25 or just incredible zany prices. And so you're in that store, and, of course, people are all carried away with it. In Europe, the average person spends $7.40 a month on those clicks.
Wow.
So if you times that by your year, you'll see it's about the price of a Costco membership. So, economics are similar, but the excitement is awesome.
Tom, we've got a caller from Berkeley, California, by the name of Anuska on the line. Let's go ahead and take the call from her. Hi, Anuska, are you there?
I am.
Did you have a comment or a question for Tom?
Well, I have a comment that I've been on a reverse auction recently and had a great experience that I'd love to share with people. My son is 9 years old and he loves Legos, so I'm always looking for cool Legos for him to build. And I found this Star Wars Lego. It was $35 as a starting price on the reverse auction. So I checked it out at Walmart.com and Toys and Tech. It was $45 at Walmart, and at Amazon, actually Toys and Tech, which is Amazon.com, it turned out, it was $40. So I figured, wow, I'm already at a lower starting price than these other online vendors. So what I did is I went ahead and placed a bid, and the price was a little over $30. I don't remember exactly, but it wasn't a great savings. So I just decided to wait for a couple of days, and then I placed another bid, and it was around the mid-20s. And I thought, well, that's already a little bit of a savings, but it just didn't feel like it was good enough. So I waited a couple more days, and then I saw it at $19.50. So I thought, that's it. I'm getting it.
Oh, great. So you bought it?
I did, yeah. And I actually went through the entire purchasing experience on Walmart.com and Amazon just to see how it would compare to the reverse auction, the final price, because when you add tax and shipping and everything, all the prices go up.
Oh, yeah.
So I took the price on the reverse auction, which is $19.50. I added the total cost of bidding, which were three bids, so for me it was $1.50. And then added all the shipping and everything, it came to $28. And then I went through the same experience on Walmart.com and Amazon.com for the same item all the way to the end, except I didn't buy it, of course. It came to $54 on Walmart for shipping and tax and $46 on Amazon.
Oh, my goodness. So you really did save quite a bit of money, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. I got the item basically compared to Walmart.com. I got it at almost half price.
So after you purchased it, did you find that the service and the delivery was good?
Oh, yeah, it was there in 3 days.
So I guess you had a great experience with this reverse auction.
I sure did, and it was a lot of fun. You know, my kids would ask me, oh, what's going on? Can we look at that again? Can we look at that again? And I'd say, no, let's wait a little while. I just looked, and so they were part of it, too, and they just love it.
So you made it a family affair.
It really is. It really is. And my kids have been telling their friends at school, hey, guys, you know you can get iPods for, you know, $25, like the brand new iPod Chromatics, for example. They've seen them on the completed auctions for a really low price, so they tell their friends, and they're really, really excited about it.
So I would assume that you're going to go back and buy more items on the reverse auction, right?
Oh, yeah. I check the auctions all the time.
Well, thank you so much for coming on and sharing your experience with us. This is very informative. Thank you.
Well, you're very welcome.
Well, Tom, it sounds like you've got a real happy camper with people buying the goods. Now take us to the other side of the coin where people can possibly make a living. How does that work?
Oh, now this is the exciting part. Now this is the bigger law of attraction for those entrepreneurs, right? And that's saying, right now, because this is new and novel, people who recognize that tug, that law of attraction, realize that, see, there's a point in time when you get involved in a new industry where the return will never be matched again. And as you wait in that window, the return lessens. So you get what we call the early adopters, etc. And I think those are the people that just are real sensitive to the law of attraction. And if everyone saw it at the same time, that opportunity wouldn't exist. But they look at this and they go, wow, this is the next new thing. Yeah, this will draw a crowd. Yes, once you get a crowd in the store, you can sell everything, right? Because the cost of marketing is getting the crowd. You know, retailers call that word traffic. So it's just an amazing thing, and I am so fortunate that I had a software company that writes software, that this company that's been developing this in Europe desperately needed my software, so that we could develop software for them to help them make this whole new concept more productive and effective.
Well, you're really the person who is responsible for bringing this over to the U.S.
I'm a co-conspirator, right, in that we have a product that will make their whole concept more effective. They asked us to be involved in developing software for them. And when I looked at it, I said, well, it's a great software opportunity, but that's not the opportunity. Opportunity is to be a player in this industry, in this new deal. This is the new thing online. And that's where the big opportunity is. So I was fortunate to be in the right place at the right time in the right industry with a product someone needed, so that I could learn about and know what's coming. So I really know about the next Twitter.
That is exciting. So tell us, if someone was interested in being that entrepreneur that you mentioned, how do they go about it? What do they do?
If you wanted income from being involved of the concept of the reverse auction, obviously what you would need to do is follow up. And the easiest way to do that, of course, is online. And we can give you information on a site that you can go to and get the information of how people are taking advantage of this.
And the site that you're referring to is viralevolutiongroup.com.
You know, what do you need software-wise, and what do you need to do, and what does it take to effectively be a player on this whole new industry?
To be a player, can you start off with 5 or 10 people, or do you need 1,000 or 5,000 people to start earning an income?
To be a player, you have to set yourself up, and then you just have to expose the concept. Here's what we've found to be the most effective. The most effective way is to buy some of those credits at a discount price from the company, because you've got an agreement with them, and they give them to you at a discount price.
Uh-huh.
And then you just seed the internet. You just share it with some people. And the next thing they know, it can be so overwhelming what can happen, and the experience and watching things drop until someone grabs it, et cetera, and then it starts all over again. That whole experience, that's what creates that dynamic, that buzz. And, of course, then those people talk, and then that customer base will explode. And because you were the one that seeded that original customer. All the customers that grow from that, every time those people click, you make money. And you got to think of it as a continuum, right? It's just like everything online. Initially, the bud's growing very, very, very slowly, and there's just little bumps on it. But you keep the exposure and you keep the work, the practice, and then all of a sudden it bursts. And what's cool is we know that we're coming up on where it's really starting to take off, because for this to work, it takes about 1 million customers. So you have to organize to get enough people trying it.
And with the internet, that makes it 10 times easier because people are within reach.
Yep, that's what I meant back when we first started talking about lowering the threshold, right?
Right.
The barrier to entry online and ability to do things is just amazing. Talk about law of attraction. You would not believe the people this is attracting, and you would not believe the incomes. It's being attracted to those people. You know, I personally talked to some people, and we have 14 people that started at the beginning of the year and have created a six-figure income already.
Oh, my goodness. That's incredible. And what's even better is that they are their own bosses.
They just work from home around whatever it is they're doing.
Wow, the freedom that gives a person. It has to be. I mean, and that's truly what the law of attraction is. I mean, if you're going to manifest an income, do it so that you're completely free.
Sure.
And that's what this company does.
And that's what the internet empowers.
Yeah.
And that's why, while the rest of the world is struggling and shrinking, it's exploding. And so we're at a point where, there are people that will feel that attraction, and they'll realize that, this is our children's world. This is where we're headed. And we're in for a new concept of how people are doing it. And it's really amazing. It's just connecting people that's made it all work, the technology of connecting people.
Tom, what do you see as the future? Is the future e-commerce as far as the economy? Is that the wave? Is that where we're going? And isn't e-commerce moving us to a better place environmentally?
And this is a whole nother discussion, but if you knew about some of the technologies coming that allow you to virtually try on clothes and not paper doll stuff, but actually, if it's too tight, the button will be all pulled over or it'll pop. Where we're headed and where the technology is going is so very exciting.
So the future is in the internet.
It's a big piece of the future. It's an enabler. It enables creativity on how to do stuff. So it's back to attracting the entrepreneur to come up with the new thing.
And what's really amazing to me is that this entire shift is about the empowerment of the individual. I mean, really, the corporations, the way we did business, everything is going by the wayside, and now it's about empowering the individual to be in their own business.
What people have a hard time understanding is we're watching the take apart of the corporation.
Wow.
And, the government's trying to prop up the status quo, right? But we're watching the take apart, and the economic forces taking it apart are just too great. All those people become servant to supplier of the innovator that gets what the people want to the people in an innovative way. And it shifts the job that we just want you to build a really good car, period. Let us take it from there. And so it really changes the dynamics of what the people think they are.
Wow.
And it empowers the individual. And that's incredible.
That's exciting. Isn't that what we all have been craving? Isn't this exactly what we've been attracting to us. Isn't this a brand new way of living? And that, dear listeners, is what you call the law of attraction. And we can get there through companies such as this, such as the reverse auction. And what lies ahead for the reverse auctions? What do you have planned?
We're just at the tip of the iceberg of implementing the concept, the new thing. And as it unfolds and as it explodes and becomes a dominant player in a new brand like eBay or Google, the creativity and what technology is allowing or what we're going to allow this to do and the integration with social networking and social networking sites, et cetera, it's just going to be so powerful. Can you imagine a social networking site party where people get together and see how cheap they can get stuff from?
Wow.
I mean, it's just you know, the entertainment value of combining that with you know, purchasing products that you need.
Wow, you know, this is just like Wall Street. Instead of people buying stocks, they're actually putting bids on the lower price ticket. They're competing for the lowest price. That's amazing.
It commoditizes the product. That's very smart. Very few people pick that up, Joel. That's an amazing insight when you say Wall Street, because it really does commoditize prices, but it's an inverse commodity.
Well, I guess we've all been wanting a new Wall Street, and I guess this is it.
I'm really amazed at the level you grasp that, because you know, that's a little mental stretch for people, but it really is the seed of the huge concept. I'm going to watch this course. I'm involved, so it's attracting tremendous amount of income. But I'm this is going to be a fascinating ride for me, and I think we've got I would say a 3 to 6 month window of an unbelievable opportunity here to be part of that curve, and then it'll be an 18 to 24 months of incredible opportunity, and then it'll be, you know, 18 to 24 months of a solid opportunity, and then who knows what the next new thing will be. But the bottom line is, those of us who ride that curve will always be in the economic stream of the movement of goods and services that now go a new way.
Wow.
The evolution. It's the next Walmart.
Don't you love it? Now, for all of those people out there who have lost a job or they're trying to figure out what to do about the economy and they're scared and they're... Now is the time to grab hold and take this opportunity and then look at it, examine it, and see if it's for you.
Yes, there's a gentleman in Maryland, and he lost his income, and he had a good income, multiple six-figure income. He didn't know what to do, and he ran into a friend of mine who was talking about what we were doing, and it was right before Christmas, and he kind of survived through Christmas and New Year, and, you know, really worrying about what happens when what you've been doing is gone. You just don't run out in his industry and reproduce that.
Mm-hmm.
But the one thing about him is he's open to the attractions of things, and that's how he's been successful in the past. And he also has another habit, and that is the guy works like a dog. when he sinks his teeth into something, man, he works. And, you know, here he is now, what are we, the third month?
Uh-huh.
And his income has exceeded $100,000 for this month.
Oh, my goodness.
And people say, wow, how can you do that? Well, you work really hard. You know, I mean, most people get a tenth of that.
Well, 10% isn't bad, but $100,000 in 3 months, wow.
His income comes from?
Where?
It's from the seed of just e-commerce online. It's, you see, so how stable is that?
Wow, it's really stable.
spread it
because
out.
People are always going to want to come back for more.
And they're buying what they want to buy, the brand they want to buy, when they want to buy. I mean, not trying to get people to do something they don't want to do.
Wow.
It just provides a fun alternative that is an evolution of another better way. And I think in 24 months, when you say reverse auction, it'll be like saying eBay.
No two ways about it. Now is the time to rethink our perception of the past and the way we did business. We've got to be open to brand new things that come up to us. Be aware of all the opportunities. Wow. Thank you so much, Tom, for bringing this information to me. I loved it.
It has been an honor and a pleasure to be with you. It's always fun to talk to people who have like attractions. And, of course, it's really fun to talk about something that just is going to be such a big part of our lives in the future and is working really well. We work really hard at things that don't work. It's cool and fun and exciting to find things that are, you know, on the opposite end of the scale. So it's been awesome to talk to you. And I appreciate it, and I thank you so much.
Tom, it's been a pleasure. Let me give out that address one more time. It's viralevolutiongroup.com. Well, I want to thank all the listeners for joining us today. And stay tuned for next week. We'll be back with another great show on Law of Attraction Talk Radio. Thank you for joining us on Law of Attraction Talk Radio with Jules. For more information, go to Law of Attraction Radio Network at lawofattracttalkradio.com or lawofattractiontools.com.